Right, to understand the idea of Hoshana Rabbah, the grand salvation, which is the day where our din of that has started in Rosh Hashanah is complete, and we have successfully made it through all the prosecution that there is against us from the ministering angels of the nations of the world. Right, as we have explained in discussing the general idea of the duality of the sukkah versus the arba minim, that the sukkah is our bitachon, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will follow him no matter what, and the arba minim represent our ability to perform and accomplish, and that's where we have competition. You know, between us and the nations of the world, they also have their seven mitzvahs, right? They have their ability to perform and accomplish, right? And that's still what needs to be clarified. Our deeds are better than their deeds. Maybe on the first day of Sukkot already, and during the rest days of Sukkot as well, we've clarified that we have an edge over them, that we have unmitigated faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still, it's not enough. Hoshana Rabbah is the day where we show that our deeds are categorically better than their deeds. Not just because we do our deeds out of unmitigated faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we'd follow him whether we understand it or not, whether we're in control of the situation or not. But Hoshana Rabbah is more than that. It's the special quality that our deeds have that their deeds do not have. Right? And to understand this, we really should ask as questions. Right, this is the day of the Arava, right? The day where we have the mitzvah of taking the Arava and hitting the Arava, and that alone is already very difficult, right? That we know that the Arava of the four species, the Arava represents the most simplest Jew that has neither Torah learning nor good deeds. And if on this day is when we're finally safe from the prosecution of the nations of the world, you would think it should be the day of the Esrog, the day of those who have both Torah learning and good deeds. The mitzvah of Esrog would represent, you would think, the highest quality of action, because it's the action is infused not just with good deeds, but it's also infused with Torah knowledge. But it's just the opposite. It's the day of the Arava. And also this very custom of smacking the Arava, without getting into so much swacking, but the Gemara says in Sukkah, and Daf Mem Dalet, that that the legal status of this action of swacking the Arava is a minhag. It's only a custom, although it was legislated by the prophets, but it's a custom. And because it's a custom, that's why there's no bracha. We don't make a bracha of Asher Kshom B'tzom B'tzivan V'ach B'itas HaRava, right? Like we make a bracha on Atila Sulav, because it's a custom. And even though it's mandatory, it was legislated by the prophets, but still just a custom, and therefore there's no Birkas HaMitzvah. And that's very strange, right? This is like a special, special ritual that represents that our deeds are better than their deeds. You would think it would have the status of a mitzvah, and it doesn't. It has the status of a custom. Right? So now, to understand this and understand that on the seventh day of Sukkot, it's the day of David HaMelech, as we know that there's a special guest each one of the 7 days of the Sukkah, of Sukkot, right? Avram for the first day, Yitzhak for the second day, Yaakov for the third day, Moshe for the fourth day, Aaron for the fifth day, Yosef HaTzadik for the sixth day, and this day, the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah is the day of David HaMelech. Right? So, and David HaMelech, this last day of Sukkot, the grand finale of Sukkot, has this very special connection to holiday of Sukkot. We find that Chazal referred to Mashiach, the great descendant of David HaMelech, that's, the epitome of what he was for. He was there to create the messianic line, right? So Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. Chazal call him Bar Nafli. The one that falls, the one that falls. And then the Gemara asks, why is he called that? because it's a pasuk said, "Bemo akum et akim et sukkah David hano fellas." I will re-erect, you know, the sukkah of David that falls, you know, the fallen. So he's called the fallen because, you know, the sukkah that it will be rebuilt at the end of time is called, you know, the sukkah of David that is fallen. And therefore, Mashiach is called Bar Nafli, the son of the fallen, the son of David HaMelech, who is the fallen, Sukkas David HaNofalas, which is very strange, you know, seemingly it's a setback, the fact that, you know, the sukkah of David is fallen, right, needs to be rebuilt, and that like becomes Mashiach's nickname, you know, Bar Nafli, the son of the fallen, you know, that's no compliment, right? It should be, you know, Bar Kima, right, the one, you know, the one that will be re-erected, because you know, seemingly it's a shortcoming that needs to be corrected, the fact that David HaMelech has fallen, right? But to understand all this, we have to realize a basic point. You know, what is the true credit that is due for a good deed? A person does a good deed. You know, what is the real credit due to he who does a good deed? Well, if the deed is, you know, is accredited, you know, for all the wisdom that went into the deed, or for all the money that went into all the deed, or all the effort, but effort meaning that this person had talents, and he invested these talents into the good deed, right? So you have to realize, wait a minute, you know, where did the person get